From WFIU Public Media and the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations, welcome to the Moment of Indiana History podcast with your host, Dan Skinner.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
From West Lafayette into thin air, Amelia Earhart and Purdue University. On this moment of Indiana history. In May 1932, Amelia Earhart garnered international renown when she landed her bright red Lockheed Vega in a field in Northern Ireland after a harrowing 15-hour flight from Newfoundland. In 1935, the first woman to pilot a solo transatlantic flight made history again as the first person to make solo flights from Hawaii to California and from Mexico City to Newark. That same year, seeking to increase female enrollment, Purdue University President Edward C. Elliott invited the flying celebrity to serve as a consultant in the Department of the Study of Careers for Women at Purdue and as a technical advisor in its Department of Aeronautics. While in West Lafayette, Earhart hatched her plan to circumnavigate the globe by air, securing funds through the Purdue Research Foundation to purchase the Lockheed Electra 10E the trip would require. Photographs from the era show Earhart disembarking from that aircraft at Purdue, home of the nation's first university-owned airport. Amelia was piloting the Electra when she and navigator Fred Noonan were lost over the Pacific Ocean on July 2, 1937. Her disappearance still a mystery. The legendary flyer's life has been significantly illuminated by two major donations of Earhart's papers and artifacts to Purdue. The George Palmer Putnam Collection of Amelia Earhart Papers at Purdue is the largest repository of materials relating to the iconic aviator. This Moment of Indiana History is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.